Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Tonight we just give God the glory, and we come once again to thank him for everything he has done for us, where he brought us to where we are right now. We're just going to give God the glory, and we praise him. And one thing I want to do is I want to read this, something I wrote down. And the king, Ahasuerus, laid a tribute upon the hand, upon the land, upon the isles of the sea, and all the acts of his power and all his might, and his declarations unto the greatness of Mordecai, whereunto the king advanced him. Are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the king of Media and Persia? But Mordecai, the Jew, was first unto the king Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, and accepted the multitude of his brethren, seeking the wealth of his people, and speaking peace to all his seed. That's something I began to look at in the book of Esther. And it brought me to, that's the statement I made, but today can we talk? We're believing, hoping that somebody will come in with us and begin to talk with us. But I look at this statement I made. If you notice, the different places in the Bible where God used a Jew to advance his kingdom. When you look at when you go back and take a look closer with God, God started with a man named Moses. He used him to advance his kingdom. He was brought in as they thought it was a Gentile, but he was brought in. And Pharaoh's daughter accepted him as her son and raised him up. He became such a knowledge that he was able to do. But only one day he made one mistake. Somebody said made one mistake. He didn't. It was following the plan of God. And if you follow the plan of God, something is going to have to happen to push his plan to the next level. He killed a man, and he had to flee for 40 long years. And then God spoke to him. God has a way of speaking to us through his back then, that day and time and hour. And then I look at one named Ruth, how Ruth was 10 generations separated. And she came into the understanding how she could become a Jew and be the grandmother, great man named David, who became the king. And they were in the lineage. You go to first Matthew and read chapter 1, you're going to find 41 generations. Now, you think about that, 41 generations. Now, when you take note of what God is doing, God began to advance all of us. I don't know if somebody listened to me or somebody hearing what we're saying, but God has a way of advancing every one of us. He has a way. In the midst of what we're going on today, and one of the great advancements I could find in the Bible was when Jesus said he was still nothing but the Spirit, he said, Father, in Psalm 22, if you go back and read, he said, I'll go. In other words, I'll go down and I'll become a part of those men, those brethren. I'll teach them your way. I'll worship you with them, Danny. He came on this earth. God transported him. He manifested him to the fullness in the earth realm. As a result of that, here we are on this radio station. Can we talk? There are many people that want to know, what are we talking about? We're talking about the Word of God. Well, we know we've got some real issues in America. Our country is on the brink of dividing. God's will is being done. People are saying they want this, they want their rights back. Some ain't got this, some ain't got that. Well, what do you want, man? God said, come, let us reason together. So in reasoning with God, you come to God's platform, not the world's platform. The world platform wants to destroy everything we have. For example, when God told all of us on this program, one way or another, the enemy of darkness came in and approached us and said, you can't do that. Why are you trying to go out there and do that? That's not your call. You ain't got no business doing it. But if we take the word of God, God say, I have blessed you. He said, I will bless you and I will raise you up. When I read the book, when I read in the Old Testament, to coincide what I'm saying, in Jeremiah 29:11, God said, hey, wait a minute. He said, it is our God. He said, I didn't come to do any evil to you. I'm trying to put it plain. He said, I didn't come to do any evil to you. He said, the thoughts you have, see, those thoughts were not my thoughts. They came from the enemy. But the enemy comes down on the level to make some people who don't understand what's going on. Now, when we take notice in our country called America, we got some people at a level they don't understand because they don't want to understand because they want it done that way. Now, here's a man today on a MSNBC or CNN, one of the programs he's on. I listened to him. He had all kind of weapon in his right leg, one on his side. He said, well, they're going to kill me. Well, what did you do wrong when they want to kill you? See, the enemy always, but when you have a double dose of ignorance, you're just a challenge for the devil. And the devil, the evil one, Lucifer, who fell, and it was said by many of us on the radio, sitting out of his ear, he said, oh, how the mighty has fallen. How the mighty has fallen. And you know what? The day we live in, it's not about how much we dislike somebody. I mean, somebody might dislike the women on this radio station. But do you love them in spite of everything? One man told me, well, I have to think about that. Ain't nothing to think about. It's a choice you make. When you make a choice, you're on God's side. And by you being on God's side, you're not caring what nobody say. Because God's going to take care of us. God has made a promise and a commitment through his son, Jesus Christ. That's why when we look in the New Testament, we go to the New Testament and we find all the book of Acts where God used a man, how God used the Jews, brought them up, told them to go down there in the book of Acts 2:38. He said, when you go there, you tarry until you be endued, till you get the power that I promised you. I told you I was going to send you another. I'm going to send you some more help. I'm going to advance you, but you got to receive him. It's through me you get all this. So on that day, the Bible tells us, and that day, many began to speak in other tongues. There came a wind, a rushing wind, and it came in where those people, all the 120, 40, 50, some people in there, and it began to happen on them. And there were tongues. It was over their heads. And they all began to speak different languages. And as they began to speak unknown languages, they began to speak in Hebrew. They began to speak in Persian, Ethiopian. But they understood each other. And that's why when this man came out named the great mover named Peter said these words, men and brethren, what you have seen today, these men were not drunk. No. Wrong time of the day. We don't do that. It was God fulfilling his promise. So that's why, if everybody can we talk, has God fulfilled a promise for you? Have you trusted God? Can you trust him in the name of Jesus? See, but when you understand how God used another man, I'm getting happy now. God used a man, and he called that man. He was in prison, and he was that friend. They said, oh, he come back and said, oh, y'all, Peter's in jail. Oh, my God, Peter's in jail. See what the body did, they went in prayer. They went in prayer. Ooh, Jesus. When we go in prayer, we have a reason to come and can we talk? When we go in prayer, God does some miraculous things. While they were yet praying, Peter knocked on the door because the angel said, come out, Peter. Open the door. Put your shoes on. Put your sandals on and go on down to this place. He went there and knocked on the door. And a girl named Rhonda, she said, the door, and she said, ah! She ran in. She shouted, said, you know, huh? It's what's wrong? He said, Peter's standing at the door. He's what? That's how God operates. We got to get to back to that same understanding in the time we now live in. I've come to a point in my life where I'm at peace with God the Father in the name of Jesus. And I know what the word says. It tells me, if thou can believe, in other words, singular, Hunter, can you believe? I can, Lord, that all things, not something, that all things are possible. See, you can talk about can we talk, but you got to get to the fact of the fullness of what God wants to bring out. Sometimes, excuse me, I may not be the best preacher. I may not be the best teacher. I may not be the best evangelist. I may not be the best prophet. I may not be the best of the sevenfold. But one thing I can say, I'm going to do as the word say, I have fought a good fight. I'm fighting a good fight. I finished, and when I finish my course, I want to stand before the Lord, and He'll say, when it's all over. See, when you live and found the love of your life, the closest friend you can trust is Jesus Christ. No matter what they said, I will never leave you. See, He said, I will never leave you. What He meant by that, I don't care how dark it gets, I'll be in the darkness. I don't care how the enemy attacks your body, I'll never leave you. Oh, my God. I will never leave you. And for the first time at a tear today, I got that my number time for my work they did on my body on the upper part. And for 1 hour, they worked on my shoulder, got it all loosened up and everything. And while I was there, I began to meditate from 11 to 12. And then at 12:10, I was outside. I began to meditate and pray on God. I met more people come to me. You sure look different today. No, I said, what? I said, let me do it again. Let me continue. I began to praise God. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus keep me. The blood of Jesus got my ears. The blood of Jesus got my eyes. The blood of Jesus got my heart. The blood of Jesus got my stomach. The blood of Jesus got my intestines. The blood of Jesus. And I began to quote it all the way through, all through the day. But I began to find out something. No matter what nobody say, behind the action of the blood of Jesus Christ, body, the three layers of skin, I felt like I was being reverberated. And so a lady that brought me on, she said, well, Miss Anna, she said, I'm so glad to see you. We were busy talking. So I didn't get home till about 4, something after 4, when I supposed to have been home. But you see, they kept putting on different things to do that. See, the enemy tries to discredit you. But the more somebody would get in, I would pray for them in the spirit. See, I couldn't get on there and blast out whatever somebody come in there because I started pleading the blood of Jesus over that vehicle. Sometimes you have to get into a place called there. So there God can bless everybody. And one of the things today, and I know it's on a Wednesday. It's on a Wednesday. People have got their church on Wednesday. But I always say, I promise God now, if He said do it, I'm going to do what He told me to do. But I want you to know something. When you put your eyes on Him, the world can't touch you. Now, here we are in America. What are we going to do? Are we going to still blah, 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 blah? Are we going to start praying? I told a person who's a pastor, I said, Pastor, can we pray? He said, well, you know, man, I got so much to do. That was not the question I asked you in the name of Jesus. So I'm beginning to find out some of it, including myself. Sometimes I get a little stuck up, but I want to talk to God. Can we come to your church and pray for your people? Can we come on one? Can you allow us one night that you have and let them in and do something new? Let me bring my crew. Oh, I love that. Can we bring my crew? My crew, we want to bring it to a point of understanding. What God is saying to the whole body of Christ, He said, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He done done it. He said, I've changed your hearts from stone to meat. Somebody's got to hear what Jim saying. See, everybody's not ready to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody is not ready. Why? Because they like doing what they're doing. One man, the guy on the bus from the day, he was a man about 74. He still like to play with young girls. Man, how you going to mess with young girls and you can't even do nothing for your own self? You can't walk. You can't sit down. You got to go to the kidney place. I'm not criticizing, Lord. I love them, but I'm trying to get them to understand some things. What you got to do is take the word of God, and you got to be more persistent with what you're doing, what you're saying, regardless of it. And so I know this much. I'm free. I am free. I am free. I am free. I'm free for all bondage that was trying to hold me back. I ain't got to worry about voting on this and voting on that. I ain't got to worry about going here because I'm free. I'm free. I'm free to do what God say more than that because I was stubborn and stuck up my own way. But when God set me free, the enemy can't do nothing to me. He made the biggest mistake. He made the biggest mistake. See, but I have been warned by many, but I kept calling me S-T-U-P-I-D. You know what that is? Stupid and I-N-G-R-N-C. Ignorance. And those messed up and said, we got him. And you know what? Until somebody kept praying for me, then I began to see what's going on. When I began to see those things that were going on, it opened my understanding to understand what God said needs to be done. There are a lot of people want to get the best thing there, but somebody don't want to give them because they have their own game. You got to watch the game. As I said, sometime I wrote it down. Life is but a baseball game. My God, I wrote it down. I put it on my Facebook. Life is but a baseball game. And I put these up on it. Say, are you serious? Yes, I am. Here's my God story. That's me, brother. He said, there was a God man that purchased a plot of land and many creative thoughts came into his creativeness. That's it. I will cut a portion of the land and call it a diamond. Wow, this would be awesome. All of a sudden, a man in the fire asked a question. Are you concerned the sale of that diamond? Said the God man. The God man in blood asked him, what purpose do you have in mind for this diamond? The man in the fire said, to play baseball. The God man in red replied, what a creative thought. The God man in blood said, I have a team named Blood. And if you have a team, we can play baseball. Well, this diamond sinner takes off. Wow. The man in the fire says, life is but a baseball game. Laughing. To me, I usually win. The terms and conditions was agreed. Winner takes all. My God, that's a powerful statement. The day of the baseball game, the position was announced on both teams. The first team, the man in five team called catcher, first base, second base, third base, shortstop, his field, left field, center field, right field. And all of a sudden, it began to happen. And so here's something else. Here's something else began to happen. God began to say something distinctively to me as I was writing this down. He said, the man in blood said, here is my team named catcher. The spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. First base, peace. Second base, righteousness. Third base, spirit of wisdom and understanding. Shortstop, love. Field of left field. Spirit of counsel on and might. Right field, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Pitcher, Holy Spirit, as the game moved forward. At the bottom, Oh, thank you, Jesus. At the bottom of the ninth inning, the man in the fire team had a 4-0 lead. And at the blood team called timeout. Timeout. There was a holy conversation as instructed. Peace, you blunt. Righteousness, you hit the ball to the left field. Spirit, you with wisdom, you hit the first ball baseline. Understanding, bring peace home. Score 4-1. My God. The man on fire said, time out. He instructed, we have this game now. We have struck out two players. The next one is of no significance. Pitch a slow ball. Strike one. Pitch it inside. Strike two. The blood man stepped outside the batter's box and surveyed the field. He looked. Oh, Jesus. He looked in face to face in a diamond. I got this. He then swung, threw a fast ball down the middle. There was a sound of thunder from the bat. It broke in half. Game over. Remember what the man said in fire said, life is but a baseball game. Now, why did I write that? I wrote that to bring some significance, just to get people to understand life is nothing but a baseball game to the devil. But when we live, see, when it takes off, Jesus paid the price. If you notice, I put some things in there to bring it to the fullness. What God is doing for us, he said, well, the devil's going to tell you life is but a baseball game. You can go out there and play the baseball, but life is more than baseball. You got to know what you're doing. If you know how to pitch, a pitch is one who got to know how to put the ball over the plate. Somebody got to know how to catch the ball. Somebody got to know how to field the ball. See, there are different things you have to learn. What are we saying? Can I talk? Yes. I believe in my heart, the more we take God's word as the blood that Jesus Christ shed it for us, the blood that Jesus shed it for us, that blood was so, oh my God, so holy until they took it back to heaven. Jesus and the Holy Spirit took it back and put it on the mercy seat as a sign to eternity. When everybody passed by, they can say, that same blood, hallelujah, that come out of his veins, hallelujah, it set my soul free. It'll relieve me from this. It'll relieve me from poor, from ignorance. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ, my God Almighty, he said, through his blood, no one can come before God unless God sees the blood. If we don't see the blood, Jesus said, any man decide to come to the Father, he must come by me. If he tries to come any other way, he's a thief. Same word. He's a thief and a robber. And you can't get in because the blood will not, if you don't have the blood on you, you're not going to get in. The more we have the blood in us, cover us. God said, I looked down and I saw these people on that radio station there. He said, all I could see was the blood. And the devil said, well, I want to tell you something. Well, no, God said, all I see is the blood. That's why we can stay in communication with him. That's why we can say, yes, Lord. That's why God has brought us to the point where we are. And one thing I will say, we got about 4 minutes left. And I want somebody to know something, what God is doing. If you cannot trust God, hang it up. Because God's the only way out. I just want to encourage somebody that may be listening, not be listening. When God brings something to your life, remember, it's for the benefit of you. It's up to you. Do you want it or not? The choice belongs to you. If you don't want it, somebody going to get it. I've learned this much. When God gives you something through somebody, accept it. If I tell somebody I got $200 for you, where you get it from? What if the Lord tell me to give you $200, accept it and move forward? If the Lord said $10, a book, don't get all trying to figure out something, because what God does, he blesses us. Go back to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8 and 20, I believe, you're going to find. He said, "I, God, it is I who give you the power to get wealth." And because God might give somebody else wealth, it's not so much in terms of money, but in help, understanding, seeds, house, cars, etc. God is not against all that. He wants us to have the best. When people say, "Well, you know, you're going to do," no. You're on the wrong track. God wants us to have the best. He came down. He rode the best. All he had for that day was a donkey. To me, that was a Rolls Royce of union of heaven. He rode and back on a donkey, but it was prophesied. When God has done something, and I want you to know, in the time we now live in, I want to spend more time praising God, loving God, giving God the glory, and take it to the next level in our lives. And all of those on the team, get ready, get ready, get ready. Well, I'm just about through. Anybody else? Amen. Thank you for listening. Praise the living God.
Well, can we talk? Yeah. It's been a wonderful educational, informational 30 minutes with Dr. Hunter, that nobody else called in to give any opinion, but I was steady listening because it was very interesting.
We got somebody coming on right now. Somebody coming on right now. Hold on. Let's see. Hello, sister. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing? Hello.
I'm just listening, man.
Oh, were you blessed?
Yeah, I'm listening to this talk.
To the talk show? Can we talk?
Yeah.
Can we talk?
Huh?
Can we talk?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was just teaching about the life is but a baseball game. Life is but a baseball game. Well, let me ask a few questions to the audience out there. In the life we now live, do we see God moving forward? Do we see God moving forward more now as we stand still? Anybody? Is God at a standstill? Is he moving forward? No, he's not at a standstill. He has his people to move forward. Can we talk? Can we talk? What do you want to talk about, brother?
I'm just listening. I want to hear what y'all talking about.
Okay. All right. Aroy, you got something you want to say? Aroy?
Yes, I'm Amen. Here. I thought I'd unmuted it. I was wanting to know what anybody think of our president or. Like Monday night, I invited all the evangelicals to come on and give their opinion. If you consider yourself an evangelical, I wanted to hear from you. So we only got 30 more minutes to 8:30. So we would love to hear from you tonight. Hear what you think of what's going on. What you think of politics. What you think of right and left? The left and the right. The liberals and the conservatives. The saved and the lost. That's what it really is. And,
yes,
and the damned and the ones who got life. The ones with eternal life and those that are damned. And that's the scripture, St. John chapter 3, he that believeth in me shall have eternal life abiding in him, and he that believeth not is damned already.
Already.
That's St. John chapter 3, verses,
mm-hmm.
I quoted 17, but it's, you can start at 14, 15, 16, and 17. Everybody
mm-hmm.
knows 16, but very few people know 17. But the word plainly say, if you don't have Christ, you're already damned. So why do we worry ourselves about the ruckus that's going on in this world? Why do we get our feathers all in a tight about who's living right, who ain't living right? Do y'all realize that Jesus walked this earth 33 years? There was homosexuals, there was liars, prostitutes, murderers. Everything was here. Everything
mm-hmm.
was here then that's here now. And Jesus didn't waste his time trying to tell them how they should live, because he knew it would be in vain for them to live good without him. If
mm-hmm.
you don't receive Christ, it doesn't do you no good to be moral. But yet, that's what the evangelicals and that's what the left, I mean the right, are. They believe in morals. Don't get me wrong. Because my life belongs to Christ, it don't belong to me. I no longer own. My life has been, I've been bought with a price. And so therefore,
mm-hmm.
I don't have the right to prostitute and whore and do all the things that the world do. I have no desire to do those things. It ain't, not only do I not have the right, I don't have the desire, because I am a purchased product. I am owned by the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's what they are, that's supposed to be saved and born again. But instead, we spend our time judging and condemning. And if your person gain the whole world and lose, don't gain Christ, he got
yeah.
nothing. It's vain. In vain do they worship me for doctrines and teachings and commandments of men. This is word. People better understand. Just worshiping God won't get you in. You got to do it for God, for the love of God, for the love, the first and second commandments. That's what counts. All else is of null and void. Love, the love of God. And only way I can love you is through God. That's the only way.
Anybody else got something to say? I know sometimes just listen. Well, brother, there's something we can help you with. Is there anything we can help you with?
No, not really. I was just listening to you, but when you said something about the president, every president we've been having and always had is, you know, it's been like, it's just the way it is that there's going to be like that. It's going to get even worse than that. I mean, the president got people over him too. So I'm not, you know, none of them, you know, all of them to me is just the way the systems, you know, it just ain't one person. It's a whole bunch of people is over there, you know. So whatever president they put in there, you know, you just got to live with that. You know, people going to say what they want to say about them anyway. So it ain't like it ain't going to happen. It's happening every day, you know. You know, with the old folks, the new folks, the younger, the kids, the everybody, you know, it just, that's the way it is. You know, it's been like that. Even back when the Romans, when they was, they wanted to rule the world, you know, so, you know, it's just like that. You know, but he wasn't just the only one. It's a bunch of people was with him doing that too, you know.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you believe in a Democratic and a Republican, Democratic Party and a Republican Party?
Yeah, I believe in both of them.
Well, that's the cornerstone of if you're a Democrat or Republican, a choice, because each one has their own things. That's what makes the government. That's how we elect the president. That's how
mm-hmm.
we come to both houses and get us a Supreme Court. That's how we come. So we try to put the best person in office.
Yeah,
that we could
we
put in there.
But when we do put them in there, you know, the devil works real hard when we put a good one in there or we put a bad one. He working hard on, you know, not only him, like I say, not only him. He's working on the people who are in there too, you know, telling him he got to do this, do that. You know, that's the way I feel like that's the way it is, you know. So I don't even worry about, you know, the only thing if I'm just living right with God and talking to God, I ain't, you know, it's just it. That's the way it is, man, you know. To me, that's all it is. You got to live every day. And if you keep going through the same changing, listening, it's going to mess you up too. So, you know, that's the way it is. You got to just let God guide people. That's the only thing I can say.
That's true. That part is true. God is, but that are you a believer, right? You are a born again Christian, so you believe that we are not powerless. We got power.
Right.
We're not at the beck and call of Satan. We have power. God has given us power. And therefore, we, like I say, we're no longer our own selves. So, but like you say, it is already prophesied that the president, this one's bad and the next one's going to be worse. You know, they're going to wax worse. And then the Antichrist going to come, or if this one turn out, he might be the Antichrist. You know, but those things are written and those things are going to happen. So we have to praise God that Matthew 24 say, pray that except those days be shortened, shall no flesh be saved. You know,
right.
So but we know that God has a ram in the bush for us. I mean, some of us in Matthew 24:25 say that some of us is going to be killed, you know? That's the word.
Right.
But when you got Christ, death ain't nothing but a number.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't nothing but a thing. So Jesus Christ is our source. President Obama, Trump, Clinton, none of them or whoever coming after them is not our source. The government is not our source. Christ is our source. In him we live and move and have our being. So we trust. We're on this program, at least I'm on this program, to invite people to trust, to magnify, to exalt, to yield, to surrender, to believe God. The words say in Matthew, in St. John chapter 10, it said, they was talking about a work. And he said, this is the work that you believe on the Son of Man, on the one whom God has sent. That's the work. God, that was all Jesus wanted them to do, was to believe on him. You know, one sister last night said, we're praying for, one of my sisters I talked to today said, praying for more faith. Well, Jesus already told us, you don't need all that faith, but the faith you got, you need to believe. We need to believe at the mustard seed, he said.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say you need mountain. He said mustard seed. But that's believing God's word. Believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek. That's what we got to believe. Believe God. Don't believe me. Don't believe Dr. Hunter. Believe God. And don't let nobody change your mind from trusting in God. Oh, yes. You can tell me, Ruth, you ain't going to have no money for tomorrow. I don't care what you say. I know the God I serve is going to supply my needs. Because that's what he has done for 50 years. He's a supplier. He's a deliverer. He's a lover. He's a keeper. Hallelujah. Somebody else say something. Can we talk? Can we talk? It ain't my show. It's anybody. Like, we enjoying this young man who was telling the truth. And you told the truth truly, brother, when you said there's somebody over Trump. There was, and you know there was somebody over Obama, too. People didn't realize how restrained, how restricted he was. Matter of fact, these people that put these people in, they can't just do what they want to do, you know.
No.
There is somebody over them, and I'm surprised that they haven't gathered up to see that Trump need to be out of there because he is no good for the country. He is divisive. He's been divisive. The least he could do is try and be a uniter. That's the least.
Mm-hmm.
You got that right. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Well, see, the reason why we got this radio program, Can We Talk? See, a lot of information can be disseminated to some people. You got to first do a study of why we got two parties. How do we come into existence? It's called, the Bible says, search the scriptures. When you go back to the Old Testament, you're going to find out how God used the people of Israel to bring us to where we are right now. Well, it's up to you. And they had to go. Somebody put it on, please. Mute your phone, please. And what, there you go, thank you. And what God has done, he has brought up. If you go back and read Deuteronomy and Leviticus, you're going to find the fullness of what God is doing. Deuteronomy they were leaving from Pharaoh's land. God was taking them to a new path, but he set up the law for them to live by, and those laws would stand. It come a time with God to these laws that I've set up, they don't satisfy me no more. The plan was to bring his son, Jesus Christ, who will become the one. If you go back to the Old Testament, you're going to find these words. Moses told him, said, tonight you take the blood and put it on your lintel and your doorpost. For the death angel shall come by. And the blood, it was the blood of a lamb. And they put the blood over the doorpost. And when the death angel came by, all the firstborn of Israel.
Yeah,
The firstborn. So when you go back and you take the Bible and go back to the book of when Jesus Christ comes, he sent his son named Yeshua HaMashiach. He sent him. And when you read it, the blood in the Old Testament was sprinkled, but his blood was shedded. He shed his blood. And you go and read the scripture, his blood, all of his body. And because his body hit the earth, the Bible says the rock skipped out of the way. The earth cracked. The earth shook. People that hadn't seen came up. It's in the New Testament. It's in the book of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And we find what God was saying. He bring them to a point, and they begin to see what God was doing. He sent his son. When his blood hit the earth, his blood was so royal until the rocks began to shout. But the heaven, the grave of all those Old Testament, the graves opened up, and they saw their first love. When you read the Bible, but you have to get into the Bible and see it. We're not trying to shoot fire. We're just trying to tell you what we know. You might know a little better than I do. But I do know this. When Jesus Christ's blood, Moses, Elijah, all those believers got up and walked through Jerusalem. But they went to a place called the Book of Abraham. And the proof is when the man on the cross said these words. He said, there was a big argument, Jesus on the cross. And the man said, oh, you be the God. See, that's the devil. The devil is already on his feet. You go, mm-hmm. come on down, go and save yourself and save us. He challenged God. But the man on the other side said, now, hey, man, what are you doing this? This man ain't done nothing wrong but tell the truth. And he said, Rabbi Rabboni, when you enter to your kingdom, will you remember me? Jesus said, when you enter to my kingdom, he said, this day, here's the key word, this day, you shall be with me in paradise. Paradise take you back to the new Old Testament God had with Adam was, because we all go back there to a place called there. Hallelujah. Can we talk? Mm. Can we talk? Can we talk? You know, God is so good to us. And one of the things, see, a lot of people don't know it, but let me tell you something. How much you pay for a loaf of bread right now? Hello?
Hello?
How much do you pay for a loaf of bread?
I want to know right now. You know what, my kids?
How much do you pay for it?
You don't know where, or you don't know what case he's working
on? I don't know either one.
Hello?
Hello, I'm still here.
Well, I'm trying to get somebody to tell me how much they pay for a loaf of bread. How much do you pay for a loaf of bread? I'm going to prove something to you. How much do you pay for a loaf of bread?
Probably like $1.75 or $2.
It's $2.15 to average it out. $2.15 for a loaf of bread. Now, you got to remember, what kind of bread? Do you get white bread? Or you get wheat bread? Or do you get grain bread? There's a distinct difference.
I get wheat bread.
Wheat bread. I get the whole grain, the wheat grain. So what I'm saying is, bread. When the wheat has something in it, the enemy of darkness used a scientist to go and take the saving power in that. It would germinate, and it caused healing of cancer. They took it out of there. See, the enemy knows how to take what's on this earth, because he has, the earth is on this authority. But we have to come to the understanding what Jesus has done for us. And the bread, he becomes the bread of life. As they were saying in the Old Testament, bread of life, he said, feed me till I want no more. And that's why Jesus at the Last Supper, he said, take this. This is my body. It was a symbol. Can we talk? Can we talk? Eggs will cost how much? Eggs right now is $2 a dozen. Milk is $2.50, almost $3 a gallon. Some $4 a gallon. What is happening? The devil is pushing everybody into a position where he can quench. And people that don't understand how you got to. Some people know how to bake bread with fire. Somebody don't know how to take water and boil it. Somebody don't know how to, they're going to starve because they're going to fight. And what we're trying to get everybody ready, if you're not ready to come be with Jesus, you're going to have to fight that fight. Can we talk? My God, God is so good. His mercy. See, there are a lot of people that say they know God. They don't know God. Stop that lie. You don't know, how you going to know God if you don't know Jesus Christ? If you don't know Jesus Christ, you don't know God.
Sure don't.
You got to know Jesus before you get to know the Father. Father's going to say, no, since I see a man coming up, but we don't see no blood over him. He looked down amongst men. He knew their hearts. He knew what was in their heart. That's what God knows what's in Trump's heart. Trump is just out for a reason. Trump don't care about God. He don't care. Don't fool yourself. Most of those politicians don't care. They think that heaven is on this earth. But I'm talking to the believer. I'm not trying to push the people out of the way, because we're going to have the government. And the Bible tells us that those who are in government, pray for them. We got to pray for them. Why we got to pray for that? We can lead a quiet, peaceable life. Now, do you think I hear on this blog, talk with you, and talk around the world your voice is being heard around the world. The enemy can't stop that. He can't stop it. Because we have a tenor that reaches out toward heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Ah, Jesus. Ain't nobody but Jesus. Amen, amen. Anybody else got a statement or question want to ask? So we can talk. Can we talk? Can we talk? Can we talk? Well, let me ask you, what do y'all belong to a church? Yes or no? A local assembly? Church of God in Christ? Church of Christ? Methodist? Baptist? Catholic? Amen.
Hello.
Hello, I'm here. Go ahead.
Non-denomination.
I'm non-denomination. I like that. I'm non-denomination. Now, why are you non-denomination?
Because I'm with God, Jesus.
All right. I'm non-denomination. I take the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a denomination. A denomination sets me captive. A denomination puts me enslaved.
Yes.
They want to follow their laws and their rules. And I said, I don't have time to go and say, we're going to fast this day. When God says, you fast, you ought to know when to fast.
That's right.
We just going to take the church. No, no, no. God leads the body of Christ, the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I would say, even why I'm non-denomination, because I told somebody I'm non-denomination, you none what? I said, I believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. No, man,
yeah.
we ain't there yet. We ain't there yet. Why you ain't there? Because they don't believe. See, I got a map in my study. I see all the continents. All eight continents on the map. A big, it's like it's in my study, and I can see them. I can look at Africa. I can look at Australia. I can look at Europe. I can look at Russia. I can look at China. I can look at North Korea. I can look at South Korea. And I can put my hands and pray for those people. See, everybody in there will come to know. But there are some people you can snatch them out of there.
Okay.
Amen. We got to do it. It's up to us to believe. And I told a person, I asked God for this radio station. And God has given it to me, to share with the believers. I don't have no cursing on here. I don't have no lying, no put down. It's all about correction, correction, correction. Paul said, he went to Peter, and he said, no, Peter, he says, I have to charge you. You're the one who's been going out telling that lie. See, if you're going to get circumcised, hallelujah, Jesus, if you're going to get a circumcision, remember, don't take those Gentiles and have them to do what you've done. They don't live under love. We live under grace.
Right.
Hallelujah. And so I know that this coming Monday, I know A. Royer says she's going to come with us a great, great understanding. And I know she will. She's a great teacher. She's going to tell us something this coming next Monday. It's going to bless her. I know her spirit. You know her spirit. I know you were talking to her. And I want to say to you, Dr. Gamma, one thing that we both know, God is in charge in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
The more we take the Bible and read Hebrews chapter 1, we're going to find what God said. He said God spoke in time past through his prophets, through his kings, and through his priests. But now, Old Testament sealed up. We speak with excellence to his son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you come down to
hallelujah,
more excellent, excellency. Hallelujah. When you see the word and you begin to see it, and the book of Hebrews tells you, the more you study it, and that's why he said, for this reason was I born, Jesus said, that I came into this world. To destroy, to kill, and set him down, set him up, the devil. That's why I came, and to set those who were held captive, to set them free, to set their minds free, to let them come to an understanding.
Yeah.
I know. And so God said, now that's my son. He said, I ain't worried about that. That's my son.
No.
He said he come down, he teach us. He taught us.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. God is so good. And see, when I read what the Apostle Paul wrote, Paul, even in Hebrew, Paul said in Colossians, he said, this gift, he said, what I have, they said, now, wait a minute, Paul. We understand you deceive. He said, no, the teaching. He said, what I got didn't come from man. Nor was it taught to me by man. It was by the revelation. Hear me now. It was by the revelation. God revealing himself to him. God reveals himself to us. My God, man. Ooh, we got 4 minutes. Anybody got any words you want to say? We got 4 minutes left. I want to love y'all. Got 4 minutes left. Anybody? Well, I want to say this to y'all. Tomorrow night, I'm going to come on at 8:30. I got something I have to do. I have to take care of. I'll be ready. I have the radio be on at 8:30. And we're going to spend 30 minutes in nothing but prayer together. We're going to pray together. We're just going to pray. We ain't going to talk. We're just going to pray.
Amen.
And that'll help us to the next level. Because there are some things that we got to get mopped up. There are some things I done got to settle, and Dr. Gamal, I'm going to call you and talk to you. Some things you need to know that's going on. Father,
okay.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we just come tonight,
yes,
and say
Lord.
Thank you for everything
thank
you have
Jesus.
Done for us. While you brought us where we are today, we praise you.
Yes,
we love
Lord.
You. And Father, we just thank you for the words of encouragement you've given to us, Father. Let
yes,
the meditation
Lord.
Be acceptable unto you, O God. Lead us to a place called there. There we can talk
yes.
to you. You can love us. Will you bless us and keep us? It's our solemn prayer. Bless the sisters
yes.
and brothers. Bless those
yes,
who need
Lord.
Healing. Bless all, Father, who call upon the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord
and
Jesus.
Father, we pray for America. We pray for America. We pray for the
yes.
president, both houses of Congress, Supreme Court, the governors, the mayors, all down to the way. And then, Father, those
yes,
who are in the 5, 7, 4 minutes, would you bring them to a point to understand it's about
yes.
Jesus Christ. It's about Jesus Christ, what he paid. Do you accept what he's done? Do you accept what he's done, how he gave his life? He came to set us all free. And, Father, I want to say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen,
Jesus
amen.
Name.
Amen.
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 Words, I love you. I love you. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Until the next time, God.
Do about it.
I'll be on that tomorrow at 8:30. See you again. God bless you.
All right.
Bless you.